When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan on this Monday, Thanksgiving week. Hard to believe that we're here already, BT, Thanksgiving week. So you mentioned it before. We're talking about it with CeeLo a little bit. Jets hiring the 33rd team, founded by former Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum. And I guess Tannenbaum and Rick Spielman, former general manager of the Vikings, going to be the primary representatives. What does this all mean? To me, it just shows, again, like that shouldn't be the way that you go. I know a lot of teams they hire firms
yes,
to do that.
Yes,
it just doesn't feel right. Like, shouldn't Woody be connected enough
yes.
to where he doesn't have to do this and go to a former GM that failed here to a certain extent to tell you who your next GM should be?
Yes, that's how good franchises usually operate. And listen, I'm sure that there's some good franchises out there that actually do this as well. And they were involved in the Commanders restructure, and the Commanders looked to be in a much better position. I mean, it helps when you get the quarterback as well. I'm just uninspired by this. I listen, at least Mike Tannenbaum, who's a former Jet, he knows Woody. Maybe from a temperamental perspective, maybe he knows what the next person has to have. And maybe more specifically, maybe he feels as if he's got the freedom to tell Woody, hey, Woody, if you really want to get one of these top guys, you've got to cede some power here. You've got to do this differently. Maybe they've got that honest, open relationship. I don't know. And Rick Spielman's a good football guy. So, I mean, I'm not just going to,
But think about it. They hired.
Trounce on this.
No, it's not the worst thing, but they hired the firm. So you think the firm then is going to say, well, Woody, you're the problem? I mean, they're getting hired by him.
No, I hear you. But listen, once you retain somebody's services, you're getting paid no matter what you say. So it's not like you get paid based on saying good things. You get paid once you actively pursue somebody to do this for you.
But
there's an agreement struck, and no matter what they say, you got
to
pay them.
Sorry, BT, but their goal is to, or they're being hired to go out there and find
the best person for the Jets.
Right, but not tell Woody. Like, this is not what the Yankees did, evaluate the entire organization.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. It's not like
that's what they need.
Well, yes. Although
and somebody come in and be like, you, sir, are the problem.
Yeah, but the Yankees didn't even really do that, right? Didn't they kind of retain somebody? It was the
I thought they did like the self-evaluating thing.
Yeah, but it was with somebody. Unless I have this wrong, it was already somebody in the. I don't think they outsourced it because I believe there was some early confusion. And if they did, I apologize for that. I think there was some early confusion. Like, oh wow, look at the Yankees stepping out like an audit.
Yeah,
and but then I believe that the audit was done by somebody that they know or somebody there. Either way, like the Yankees basically audited them themselves. Mm-hmm. But whatever. The point is that. I think for this to really change from a Jets perspective, Woody Johnson is going to have to change a little bit because Woody Johnson is the biggest problem with the franchise. He's the worst owner in the NFL. Maybe Mark Davis they're running, dead last for the last place trophy, but they're both not good. At least Mark Davis got himself a gorgeous stadium in Nevada. We still share it. I think that with Woody being with Tannenbaum being able to talk to Woody, don't you think? Based on the familiarity, that Tannenbaum's going to feel a little more free, than some geek in some suit in some firm who doesn't know Woody?
Maybe.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
And if not, then it's just a colossal 100% waste of time.
And if Woody already made the decision, whether you agree with it or not, or I agree with it or not, if Woody already made the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers, to me, that's already off to the bad foot. Like, he should be getting the hell out of the way, hiring, whether the firm leads him to a hire, whatever, hire the GM and head coach, and let them decide what to do with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you want him out. A lot of Jet fans want him out. I still think he should stay. I think he gives them the best chance to win and build a foundation. But that doesn't matter. He, as the owner, shouldn't be making that decision.
Now.
That's a full... Yes!
Yeah, I know.
Yes! Yeah, that just shows you everything that's wrong with them.
It does go against the grain of conventionality. Yeah, I mean, let's try to fix this, and let's do something very abrupt if that's what they do. Now, listen, just to be clear, the reason why I want to move on from Rodgers, I do think it's been a little unfairly stated and a little bit hijacked based on the emotional duress that the rest of the season's given old Jet fans. I think it's been the most miserable Jet season. Honestly, I think it's right there.
Yeah, because last season, at least you had the excuse.
Yeah, like it was the built-in excuse, four plays in, the emotional meter just flicking in every direction. But eventually we get to a place where we're grounded and we realize, like, all right, whatever this could have been is taken away, and now we go to next year. Well, this year is next year, and it's like, ah, man, I mean, all these primetime games, and they've won three games, and it's Thanksgiving, and they're out of it again. So it's a different emotion. I don't think that Rodgers has been nearly as bad as some people make him out to be. Again, that's where I think the emotions hijacked it a bit. But I certainly don't think that he's good enough to elevate the way he needs to, nor do I believe, and this is probably the most disappointing thing for me with Rodgers, I thought the young players would really follow his lead. I think that they can sense he's not quite the same guy, and I don't think he's even leading effectively.
Right. I would think that they're the problem. You could lead only people who are willing to be led. And I don't believe the Jets have players in that locker room who are willing to be led. And if they do cut Aaron Rodgers somehow, some of the reports are out there now that maybe they put him on IR, or maybe they cut him. I'll tell you what, man. If they cut him in San Francisco, they need the Niners right now.
Yes, they
are
need
a
somebody.
Mess.
They do.
Purdy's hurt.
Yeah.
You know, for now, even if it's a short-term thing, maybe Rodgers there.
Maybe Daniel Jones there, by the way.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, that's why.
Seriously.
If I'm them, I'd rather have Rodgers. Plus, you know, Rodgers grew up in Niners. All those different things.
Mm-hmm.
They passed up on him, take Alex Smith. That would be a nice bookend to Rodgers' career if he could finish up there. I'd be rooting like hell for him. Again, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think the Jets would be foolish to cut him at this point.
They're not going to cut him. They could sit him, which to me doesn't even
that's
do
fine.
Anything. I'd like to see him play, you know, the rest of the season, see if he recaptures anything. I'm open to changing my opinion, Sal, on him next year.
Right.
Like, that's why...
If the right person came in and...
If they're amenable to working with him, like if Belichick or Vrabel says, I want him. See on film, we got to tighten up our run block scheme and we can do more and pass protection. Yeah, he's got a little more than people think. I'd be open to that. I don't know anything compared to those guys, but I would like to see him play... You know, you want to sit him last game or two, whatever. Four games, five more games, and see if he's got a little more than maybe I think.